Hey, listeners, Mike Snyder here.
And I'm Brett Molina, and welcome back to Talking Tech. So E3 is nearing an end, and we thought it would be a good time to talk about what we think the biggest announcements of the video game show have been so far.
Sounds good, Brett. Well, you know me. I'm always interested in Halo, and we saw the game Halo Infinite. We know it's going to have a free online multiplayer game now. The game is supposedly coming out this holiday season. We didn't see a lot. We saw, you know, what looks kind of like it could have been a pre-rendered video, but maybe there's gameplay in there. You couldn't really tell. I wish there'd been a specific date for it, even though it said, you know, coming out holiday. I hope that doesn't suggest this game could be delayed again.
I can't imagine them delaying it only because it's the 20th anniversary of Halo and Xbox. It'd feel really unfortunate if they did, but it just seems like the timing has aligned for it to happen. I'm fascinated to see what they do with the online component of it, because they're going to try a seasons approach, which we've seen a lot of other games do, like Fortnite and Call of Duty, and they've been really successful with it. So I'm curious to see what kind of strategy they have around seasons. I think one of the biggest announcements so far has been the long-teased game Elden Ring, and the fact that it's actually happening and coming out on January 21st, 2022. It's a really big deal because it involves Game of Thrones creator George R.R. Martin and Hidetaka Miyazaki, who worked on beloved video game properties Dark Souls and Bloodborne. The footage that was shown last week during the Summer Game Fest suggests some cool characters, a really rich environment, and it also has little details too, like natural weather and time of day progression. Also, if you're familiar with any of the Dark Souls games, it is probably going to be very challenging. So I think that's another reason to be interested in it as well.
Sure, it looked cool. I will say the game that may have surprised me the most was a game called Redfall. It's coming from Arkane Studios, which became part of Bethesda Software parent company ZeniMax a decade before Microsoft acquired ZeniMax last year. If you don't recognize the name Arkane, some of its acclaimed games are Prey and Dishonored. In Redfall, you team up as a four-character crew investigating the town of Redfall, which is being invaded by some super vampires and has a strange cult which is growing. The vampires look super cool, and they can appear and disappear at will. Your characters have some cool weapons and abilities, which has been a staple of Arkane's games. But we have to wait a year for that one to come to Xbox and PCs.
One of the other big announcements that, like Elden Ring, I was not expecting was Ubisoft is going to be releasing an Avatar game, Avatar Frontiers of Pandora. A lot of people probably remember Avatar, the movie that was directed by James Cameron. Really big deal made about it when it came out. The game is coming out next year. It's being developed by a studio called Massive Entertainment, which worked on Tom Clancy's The Division 2, which is this big open world action game. Avatar Frontiers of Pandora is described as a first person action adventure made exclusively for next gen consoles, so PS5 and Xbox Series X and S, as well as the PC. Players will explore a never before seen part of the Pandora, which is the world where Avatar takes place. We're not sure if there's going to be another Avatar movie by then, or where this fits in the Avatar universe as a whole, but it definitely looks cool. It has really incredible flora, fauna, and then also these super crazy mechs that roam around.
And lastly, at least for this episode, we already mentioned Bethesda, but they deserve a second entry here. The studio, which is located in Maryland near us and is known for games such as The Elder Scrolls and Fallout, is launching its first new franchise in a quarter century. It's called Starfield, and it's set hundreds of years in Earth's future, and it's about space exploration. We only saw a bit so far, but it looks to have the big swath and fine touches that Bethesda is known for. So I forgot if they set a year for that. Probably next year, I would guess.
Yeah, I think it's going to be November 2022, from what I remember. And there's other good games that are going to be on the way this holiday and beyond that we still need to learn about. There's still another day or two left before E3 wraps. And it's not just games either. Apparently it's appliances, because Microsoft announced an Xbox mini fridge, which basically looks like an Xbox, but it's a refrigerator. So that's kind of wild.
Yeah, I want to know how much that costs and how do we get in line to order that? Because I've been saying since I've been working at home, I've been saying I really need a refrigerator down here, you know, because I kind of chained to my desk here at home now. And yes, stay tuned here because we still have news from Nintendo to come from E3 that I'm sure we'll be able to chime in on in the days ahead. Listeners, let's hear from you. Thoughts on E3 so far? Anything you're excited about? Anything you think they missed out on? Any other questions or show ideas? You can find me on Twitter at Mike Snyder.
And I'm at Brett Molina 23. Please don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.